Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Warden Supervisor Jackie Lundstrom, and we're going to talk about an upcoming project called Operation Dry Water. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
What's it all about?
Operation Dry Water is an heightened informational and awareness weekend nationwide that emphasizes boating and driving under the influence of alcohol.
Okay. Well, I know other law enforcement agencies, when they do these saturation patrols, like they call them, that's not necessarily what we're doing, is putting on more officers.
Correct. We don't have the extra officers to add additional manpower out there, but we will be adjusting our time frame of our patrol hours and having that emphasis be on times of the day that might be a little bit more frequented by those under the influence of alcohol.
Later in the afternoon or evening, things like that.
Correct.
So you won't be concentrating more on checking for life jackets or things like that. If you stop someone, the chances are you're stopping them for a reason.
Well, we always stop people for specific reasons or safety checks. And so even though we will be more in tune to looking for those alcohol violations, the safety portion of that, the life jackets, will still come into play.
What can people expect to see while they're on the water?
On the water, they will be able to see more officers in their patrol boats actually on the water for a more extended period of time, especially in the higher use areas.
Okay. And it's not just game wardens. Now, you're talking about sheriff's deputies. We have some extra hands on deck, so to speak.
Correct. We will be also informing our local agencies that do assist us from time to time, a lot of the local sheriff's departments, so that if situations do arise where we do need an extra hand, they are usually willing and able to help us.
Why are we concentrating on BUI laws now? Has it gotten to be a big problem?
Well, BUI has always been an issue. It's just that we want to put this more into the public's knowledge that boating under the influence is the same as driving a vehicle under the influence. And if you know when you're operating your boat that you, when you get back to the ramp or your dock, that you can't drive your car, then you should not be driving your boat.
We did a public service announcement similar to that here not too long ago, that boating under the influence is the same as driving under the influence, right?
Correct, yep. They both have a penalty, they both have suspension of operational privileges, and we just want to make sure everybody is safe out there and gets home safely at night.
We should stress that this isn't just a local program, that this is nationwide.
Yes, nationwide. There tends to be approximately 56 entities that participate officially participate in the program, and that includes, you know, turning in data to the national program so that they can gather those statistics.
Is there a way that now most of the boaters that go out have a great time on the Missouri River, they don't cause any trouble, they don't drink in excess of alcohol? What can these recreational boaters that pretty much behave themselves do to get involved with Operation Dry Water?
Well, Operation Dry Water obviously is going to encourage year-round having a sober operator. And so before you go out, when you have those bigger groups of people, even the small groups, make sure that you have a designated operator that is either going to abstain or drink very little when they're on the water. And that way, there's always somebody that's capable of operating the boats to get back to shore.
All right. And you have a specific time set aside for Operation Dry Water.
Yeah. The Operation Dry Water runs from June 24th through the 26th.
Okay. Jackie, thanks.
Thank you.
Registration is still open for the summer Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop. The event will be held August 5th through the 7th at Lake Metegoshi State Park near Botno. Participants can take part in programs including archery, canoeing, introduction to firearms, fly fishing, basic shotgunning, hiking, plant identification, and trapping. The $100 workshop fee covers instruction, program materials, use of equipment, all meals, and lodging. You can register by logging on to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Warden Supervisor Jackie Lundstrom and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.